Exclusive: Senator Joni Ernst builds on Trump's historic Abraham Accords with NUNA provisions for defensive alliance. By Joshua Klein on December 19, 2024. Key provisions from Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst to strengthen the Abraham Accords nations against Iranian aggression have been included in the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, reinforcing regional alliances and advanced security capabilities. While building on President Trump's historic framework to confront shared threats and achieve regional peace, provisions championed by Senator Ernst to strengthen the Abraham Accords and counter Iranian threats have been successfully incorporated into the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, that passed Wednesday evening. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, Ernst, the co-chair of the Senate Abraham Accords Caucus, heralded the move as a vital step in reinforcing regional partnerships and ensuring security in the Middle East. In the face of increased Iranian aggression, it is essential we build upon the Abraham Accords and not let them unravel, she stated. It is evident that the foundation President Trump built through these historic agreements is strong, and we must continue to equip our partners to combat the threats they continue to face. When we stand with our partners and allies, we make the world a safer place by confronting Tehran with its greatest fear, peace, she added. The historic Trump-brokered Abraham Accords peace agreements that were entered between Israel and multiple Arab allies brought together several Middle Eastern nations to formalize diplomatic and economic ties. Ernst's contributions to the NDAA aim to strengthen these partnerships with specific, forward-looking measures. The provisions authored by the Iowa senator address a range of threats posed by Iran, focusing on advanced technologies, regional cooperation, and new domains such as space and cyberspace. AI Accord Act, Section 1547. This initiative seeks to expand advanced technology networks among Abraham Accords nations. It requires the Pentagon to develop a strategy for integrating cyber and artificial intelligence tools to counter Iran's aggressive tactics. Link the Abraham Accords Act, Section 1221. This provision fosters trust and cooperation among Middle Eastern military leaders by connecting strategic, operational, and tactical commanders to enhance regional security and readiness. STARS Act, Section 1609. A groundbreaking focus on space and satellite security aims to improve coordination in the Middle East, ensuring the region's satellites are secure from interference or attack. These provisions join previous successful efforts by Ernst, including the Maritime Act, which bolsters the naval capabilities of Abraham Accords nations, and the Defend Act, aimed at countering land-based threats from Iran and its proxies. Together, the initiatives create a robust defensive alliance that prepares Abraham Accords nations for all phases of warfare. By fostering trust and technological integration, the provisions lay the groundwork for a resilient regional network capable of deterring Iranian aggression. The matter comes as Iran's recent escalation of hostilities, including cyber attacks and proxy warfare, has underscored the necessity of a united front among Middle Eastern nations. Sen. Ernst's provisions not only build upon the foundational work of the Abraham Accords but also future-proof these agreements by integrating cutting-edge technology and broadening areas of cooperation. Last night's Senate vote to pass the NDAA represents a significant milestone for the Iowa senator's vision. Her efforts ensure that the U.S. and its allies remain committed to regional stability while confronting Tehran's ambitions head-on. Sen. Ernst has long criticized the Biden administration's Iran policy, while lauding the Trump administration's efforts to establish and strengthen the Abraham Accords. Following the large-scale missile attack on Israel by Iranian forces in October, she condemned Iran's use of proxies like Hezbollah, insisting that the current administration's policies of appeasement must end immediately. The world is witnessing the direct consequences of an emboldened Iran, and Israel is bearing the brunt, she wrote. After October 7, Tehran and its terror proxies should be trembling. Instead, they see weakness from their friends in the Biden-Harris White House as they waffle in their support of Israel. Make no mistake, these attacks are fueled and funded by years of Iranian appeasement, she added. In July, she suggested that the world is on fire due to President Biden's weakness, as she slammed the Democrat president's foreign policy, accusing him of weakening America's global standing and noting that the globe is laughing at the leader of the free world when they should be trembling in fear. She also called for a return to American leadership and a policy of peace through strength. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.